We're discussing issues before the PSC, Wisconsin's Public Service Commission, the independent regulatory agency for public utilities. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Glad you could be here. First, some history. Wisconsin was one of the first states to regulate public utilities more than a century ago through the 1907 Public Utilities Law. Now, fast forward to today, the three-person PSC is responsible for regulating more than 1,100 Wisconsin public utilities. What questions do you have for the PSC chair? Have your utility bills been going up? Have you had help in the pandemic to pay for electricity, to pay for water? What is internet speed like in your area? We'll start there, 800-642-1234. Rebecca Cameron Vaak is chairperson of the Wisconsin Public Service Commission. Commissioner Vaak, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thanks for having me again, Kate.
Well, before we trace the money going into broadband build-out, give us the lay of the land. How is Wisconsin doing? How many people aren't getting high-speed internet?
Well, Kate, you know, we're coming off of an incredibly productive 2021. I'm sure, as you know, Governor Evers declared 2021 to be the year of broadband, and we really haven't stopped working on this. At the beginning of the year, our best estimate was that approximately 650,000 Wisconsin residents still lacked access to the physical infrastructure. So when we talk about broadband, it's really that three-legged stool. It's access to the infrastructure, it's affordability, and it's adoption. We can't forget about adoption, things like digital literacy and the availability of devices. So we know that about 650,000 residents still lacked access. And we also know, based on a recent study, that same number, so an additional 650,000 residents, didn't have access because they couldn't afford it. So while we have made incredibly great strides, we will have brought expanded or improved service to over 300,000 Wisconsin homes and businesses. We know that there is still work to do.
We're going to dig deeper into affordability and adoption in just a bit. But I want to ask you, how do you know these numbers? How good is your data?
Well, our data is only as good as our broadband office team and the expertise that they carry. They do yeoman's work in terms of digging down deeper than the information that's been made available to us from the FCC. We know that the FCC numbers are, low, and we know that they understate the number of people who are served. And so we've been for years collecting voluntary data from telecommunications providers, and then our state broadband staff takes the time to map those data points that they're getting voluntarily to try to get a more fulsome picture of coverage in the state of Wisconsin.
Well, let's look at the dollars flowing into Wisconsin. First, there was CARES dollars, then we've got ARPA, American Rescue Plan Act dollars, and you're looking at millions upon millions of dollars in projects. How do you know where to put this funding?
Well, with the American Rescue Plan Act funds, we had to follow the guidance that came from the Treasury Department. So that guidance was a little bit different than the statutes that govern our state broadband expansion grant program. So going into that $100 million round, that's the round that we just awarded those projects in October, we knew that the focus was on fiber. And we knew, based on the guidance from Treasury, that there was also a focus on smaller cooperatives, which isn't something that we typically see in a normal grant round. But the ARPA funds allowed us to really be targeted and make sure that the smaller co-ops had access to fiber, which we all know is sort of the gold standard.
Well, on top of the ARPA funds, the Biden administration is directing billions into expanding broadband access through the bipartisan infrastructure law. And this really dovetails with what Governor Evers pushed for at the start of this year, calling 2021 the year of broadband access. Let's recall what he said.
It's 2021, folks. Having access to high-speed internet is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity. Every Wisconsinite across our state should have access to reliable, high-speed internet, period.
So he made no bones about that. But is Wisconsin ready to handle the influx of federal funds for expanding high-speed internet?
Absolutely, we are. And we are in a position to handle that influx because of the success of our statewide broadband expansion grant program. So we have been able to really hit the ground running because of the infrastructure that we have in place when it comes to understanding how to target dollars to ensure that broadband infrastructure is going exactly where it's needed. And the influx of dollars that will be coming from the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act, we know that it's going to be at least another $100 million. But we also are waiting for guidance from NTIA. That's the federal agency that has to issue rules and instructions on how those dollars can be used. But as we touched on briefly at the beginning of the hour, we have a pretty good idea that a part of that infrastructure package of dollars is going to include funding for digital equity and broadband affordability. Because as the governor mentioned, and as everybody knows, access to affordable, reliable, high performance broadband isn't a luxury. It's a necessity for everybody to be able to participate in everyday life.
Becky Cameron Vock with us, chairperson and commissioner for the Wisconsin Public Service Commission. You can join in. What questions do you have for the leader of Wisconsin's Public Utility Authority? What do you want the chair of the PSC to know? How is internet for you and your family? What is the situation in your area? 800-642-1234. On the point of affordability and adoption, the Digital Equity Act from Congress, it addresses affordability and access, digital literacy that you've been talking about, and requires each state to start an organization responsible for putting together a digital equity plan, which again helps to distribute all these grants that we're seeing. Who is doing that piece in Wisconsin?
So we've been looking at this since the talks began on the Infrastructure Act. So we've been hard at work listening to multitude of webinars coming out of Washington, D.C. in order to figure out what should be a part of our plan. So our state broadband office has been working on a plan to attack digital equity and access since the infrastructure bill talks have begun. And so I'm very confident that we will have a really robust plan in place when we finally receive those rules from NTIA.
Some states do have a dedicated statewide office for broadband where that's all the people work on. We've had a task force to study it here in Wisconsin. What about needing a standalone government agency or department that is dedicated to this work in the public's best interest?
Well, I mean, we do have that, right? It's the state broadband office that's a part of the PSC. And the members of that state broadband office, that is all they do.
Okay.
So there is no, you know, they're not also working on things like the siting of a solar generating facility. These are professionals whose careers are dedicated to all issues around broadband.
One issue that households have also been facing is this issue with throttling, that deliberate slowing of internet speed by your internet provider. I'm wondering, how much do you hear about data bandwidth throttling?
We hear about it fairly often. You know, in the last go round, the governor had included a provision in his proposed budget that would have increased broadband consumer protections, along with pricing transparency. Unfortunately, that didn't make it through to the final budget, but we do hear on a fairly regular basis stories from customers about data throttling and price transparency, right? You get the flyer in the mail, it says you're going to get up to 25.3 in terms of speed, and then you do your speed check and it's mm-hmm. nowhere near those levels. Unfortunately, right now, as we sit here, we don't have enough consumer protections in place for the providers of broadband. And that's not to say that all of the providers are bad actors. It's just that since the deregulation of the telecommunications industry, you know, about 11 years ago, we still don't have consumer protections in place for those types of activities.
Let's bring on a call now. Paul joining us in Madison. Hi, Paul.
Hi there. Thank you.
Hi, go ahead.
I was just wondering how regular folks can access these grant monies. What forms do we need to put in, or who do we need to talk to? I have a small project in mind for setting up a wireless internet service provider for low-income residents here in Madison, but I'm not sure how to actually go forward with accessing these grants.
That's a great question. So if you go to the PSC's website, which is psc.wi.gov, we have a page that is dedicated to the broadband office. And on that page, you will see all the information available for the grant process. And we also have a couple of webinars coming up. You can find information on those webinars on our website.
And your broadband office is holding a webinar tomorrow, actually, I saw, for the broadband expansion grants at 2 to discuss these grant opportunities.
Yes, that's correct.
We're talking with Becky Cameron-Vock, chair of the Wisconsin PSC Public Service Commission. You can join in. What utility challenges does your community face? How do you want the PSC to address it? What do you want the PSC to prioritize or take away on renewables, which we're going to get to next? Join in 800-642-1234. Back in a minute here on the Ideas Network. Wisconsin is working to transition to a carbon-free energy by 2050. We're looking at the role of the Public Service Commission in this transition to renewables. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We talked in recent weeks about Wisconsin's first ever clean energy plan that's in the works. Almost 9 months ago, the PSC opened an investigation for its roadmap to zero carbon electricity generation. What's been your experience using solar or wind? Do you believe Wisconsin can be carbon-free in less than 30 years? What portion of your overall budget is going to utility costs? Join in 800-642-1234. Becky Cameron-Vock, chair of the PSC, with us for about 9 more minutes. Let's bring on another caller before we go to renewables. Eric is joining us from Somerset. Eric, hi.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. Go ahead.
A quick question. We have a monopoly here in Somerset, Wisconsin for the phone and internet. Right now we have DSL, but we do have fiber optic options. But in order to gain that fiber optic service, you have to pay $3 per foot to get the service to your house to gain fiber optics. Now, is there going to be any kind of grant money or anything where that'll offset the cost at least for maybe 100 feet? I mean, I understand if you have a 10-acre lot, that'll be a big expense for the phone company. But if you only have a 3-acre lot, which is standard, and it's only 150 feet off the where the mm-hmm. fiber optic is, that should be covered by, you know, in order to get the service. That's a big cost.
Eric, thank you. Commissioner.
Yep, it's a common frustration, unfortunately, that we hear about. Again, we had proposed that in the budget to have a pot of dollars set aside for that exact reason. That unfortunately didn't get through into the final budget, but we're hopeful that with the infrastructure dollars that we will be able to target some of the dollars for exactly that type of extension, because we do hear about that more often than you'd think. And I completely understand the frustration, but as it sits right now, we don't have funds that can be used for that type of private extension.
Eric, thank you for the call. I want to turn to renewables now. The proportion of electricity the U.S. gets from solar and wind nearly quadrupled between 2011 and 2020. That's a new study out by the Environment America Research and Policy Center. But Wisconsin is really lagging, 25th in wind power growth and 37th in solar power growth in that time frame. Do you think our state's transition to renewables is going too slow?
I don't. I think we are going to go through this transition one time in our generation, and we need to do it correctly, or we risk having the lights be off, and nobody wants that. So I think that we need to be extremely deliberate, and we need to be thoughtful and responsible, and we always have to keep our eye on reliability. We have approved 18 solar facilities since 2019, and that's going to add over 2,100 megawatts of solar generation, which is pretty incredible when you stop to think about it. And as you know, Kate, all of Wisconsin's investor-owned utilities have committed to zero carbon by 2050. And that's why we opened the docket that you mentioned at the top of this segment, because as I said, we're only going to go through this transition one time. So it's really important that we get it right. And in the state of Wisconsin, we don't have integrated resource planning, which is fairly common in other parts of the country. And that gives utility commissions the ability to take a holistic view of their utilities generation planning. We did away with that in Wisconsin. We used to have the advanced plan, and that law was abolished. So in one sense of the word, we at the commission are left looking at these projects in silos because we don't have that grand integrated resource plan from each of our utilities. So I get all the time that, you know, there are a number of people who think we're not moving fast enough. I will tell you there is an equal number of people who think that we are moving too quickly. I happen to think that what's in the best interest of the state of Wisconsin is taking that middle approach, which is why I was in favor of opening that roadmap to zero carbon to make sure that we're not missing anything along the way. And to really explore the ability to use things like performance-based regulation to look at how do we modernize our energy efficiency program to align with carbon reduction goals. And really, how can we be more thoughtful and deliberate when we're looking at affordability challenges? Because we know that the transition has a price tag associated with it. And so there are a lot of moving pieces, and we need to make sure that we're doing this responsibly and that we're doing it deliberately.
And threading it all together, because these projects seem to come through piecemeal, one at a time, one here, one there. And it sounds like it's really hard to kind of figure out what is the grand vision here and what is that return on making sure that these projects do deliver.
Right. Exactly. So we are, that is at the core of the roadmap docket. You know, we'd like to see more transparent utility planning. We'd like to see additional information. And we're going to seek that in our next strategic energy assessment. That is the one tool that we have here in the state where we're able to collect information. And we're just going to be more targeted about the information that we collect and that we analyze to make sure that we're not missing anything and that we're threading that needle appropriately and that we're not leaving any customers behind.
Becky Cameron-Vock, chair of the Wisconsin PSC. Let's go to Jeremy now in Racine. Jeremy, hi, go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I'm in the process of getting estimates in regards to putting solar on my home, and I'm coming. It's a lot more extensive information that I have to go through before I even make the decision. One of the reasons I'm worried about pulling that trigger is I hear We Energies owns the rights to generate power within my area. How does one go about getting around that? Is there some kind of permit that you have to acquire? You know, and the other thing I have is affordability. Is there any grants coming in the future to help homeowners maybe transition partial solar on their homes to reduce their carbon footprint and generate their own electricity?
Great question, Jeremy. Thank you.
That's a really great question. I do know that with the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act, there are a number of programs that will direct dollars to our state energy office related to energy efficiency and state or in energy programs. And I'm wondering if maybe there would be funding for the residential population, but I'm not sure about that. On the second question, the administrative code PSC 119 contains Wisconsin's interconnection rules. Those are the rules that govern how a residential customer can connect to their utilities distribution system if they want to install their own generation. There's currently some lawsuits that are pending about those rules. There's legislation that's pending right now, legislation that has been put forward that would allow residential customers to enter into a leasing financing arrangement in order to try to make the cost of that solar panel less expensive. So that legislation is pending, but currently it's governed by PSC 119, and I would encourage any customer who's looking at wanting to site their own generation to take a look at our commission website. And I want to put out there, Kate, that we are also always available as a resource.
And we're out of time. Thank you for joining us. News Update is next on the Ideas Network.